It looks fantastic. Everyone's worked really hard in the close season, the very short close season we had, but we had to make a lot of changes to Loftus Road to get ready for Premier League with their new regulations. But it looks fantastic, and we're expecting a sellout crowd and welcoming Hull in the Premier League this afternoon.
How difficult is that from a club sort of logistical point of view to prepare yourself for a Premier League season having been promoted through the playoffs? Because obviously you get 3 weeks less than Leicester and Burnley.
You do, but it's the nicest problem I think I've ever had in my career. So, and everybody will never forget that moment at Wembley. And I keep reminding, and in fact, I keep playing the recording of you with your unbelievable announcement when Bobby scored. But no, it's a challenge, but it's a logistical challenge. We've got a fantastic operations team here. The press boys have worked really hard to get ready. The whole club has shifted gears, been very few holidays taken, but we're ready for the start of the season at 3 o'clock.
I mentioned about learning from mistakes. I was able to, you know, have a chat with Tony Fernandes a couple of weeks ago, you know, to speak about obviously looking forward and looking ahead. How important is it to look back and say, right, well, things didn't quite work last time in the Premier League. We've had a year out. We will learn. We will grow.
Yeah, I mean, Tony and the rest of the owners have been fantastic. I mean, they've backed the club significantly since they took over almost exactly 3 years ago. But really, there's not much point in looking back. We need to look forward. And so the challenge this close season has been to work with Harry, make sure that the business we do in the transfer market is the right business. It's the right type of characters, the right set of players. And what the fans here want to see is players give 100% commitment for every second of the 90 minutes. And I think that's what they're going to see this season. The spirit in the camp's been great. Pre-season's been good. You know, it's all about results. But you know, the fans want to see commitment and effort as much as anything else.
Harry Redknapp at the press conference on Thursday had to field a whole list of names that were reeled off about prospective signings. There have obviously been some arrivals. Are you still working, though, in the transfer market to bring in one or two, a few more new faces?
I think every club's going to be doing that. We wanted to try and do some business early on. I think every promoted club needs to make some changes as quickly as possible just to strengthen the squad when you come up from the Championship. But, you know, knowing Harry in the transfer market, we're going to be working hard until it closes at 11 o'clock on September the 1st. But one or two more, undoubtedly.
Yeah, the fans can expect a couple more new faces coming in.
Yeah, I would think so. I mean, we've got a very good squad. But, you know, it's a long season, it's a hard season, and you're going to have to expect injuries at certain stages. And Harry wants a squad that he can look at and make sure that every single one of the players that is in the 25-man squad can deliver when they're called on.
How important is it from your perspective as the chief executive of the club to work the transfer market effectively rather than, you know, just maybe get held over the coals a little bit for finances, not to sort of get done out a little bit in the transfer market to get the deals that you want at the price that you want?
Well, it's a difficult market. Quality players, particularly when you're talking about strikers, etc., are a challenge to find and a challenge to do business with. I mean, most clubs don't want to let good players go. So if you're trying to find deals, you're in the wrong industry. You've got to try and find the right deal for the club and the right wage structure. And I think we've done some good business in the transfer window so far, and we'll continue to try and do that. But it's not easy, but we have a master in Harry and with Glenn Hoddle joining him as well. You know, they understand and they know what type of players they want. Our job is to do the administration and make sure we bring them in. But we have a good scouting structure. But as I say, we've got a master with Harry who knows the type of player he wants and identifies those people. And our job is fairly straightforward if we can get to talk to them.
And a bit of a coup, as you say, bringing Glenn Hoddle in as well, to come and work on the coaching staff. I mean, it was a little bit of magic that was worked last year. At the beginning of last year, Steve McLaren coming in. You know, the second successive summer that a former England manager has come in to work with the squad. Yeah. I mean, that's great. It's great for profile, Philip. But with Glenn's reputation, it's surely great for the squad.
Well, I mean, Steve McLaren is a world-class coach and will do wonders at Derby. We've got a very good coaching structure here. Kevin Bond and Joe Jordan have been with Harry for a long time. But I think Harry felt we just wanted to add another pair of eyes and quality coaching to the ones we've already got. And with Glenn, you've got somebody who's renowned as one of the best coaches in the world. Obviously, was a successful England manager when he was managing England. And you know, already, when you watch him on the training ground, first of all, he looks like he could still play. yeah. But secondly, you know, he commands immediate respect from everyone around him. And as I said earlier, the Premier League's a tough place to be, and we need people that can roll their sleeves up and play their part, and I'm sure Glenn will be able to do that and help help Harry and the team.
What's your expectation for the season, Philip?
Being realistic, we want to stay in the Premier League. I mean, that's our first objective, and I don't think we can look beyond that just at the moment. I mean, the key to it, I hope and anticipate, is a fairly good start to the season. Two seasons ago, we had an awful start. I think we had the worst Premier League record in history, and so I guess my first objective and the club's objective is to get off to a good start, and it would be fantastic to do that this afternoon.
Yeah, absolutely. And Hull, I mentioned it to Harry on Thursday, actually. Hull may be almost setting a bit of a template about how you do it. That they're going into what could be the, in inverted commas, difficult second season, as is sometimes the case. But, I mean, you know, the way that Hull went about their business, home form was important, making astute signings. It's certainly a model that promoted clubs can look at.
Yeah, they've done very well, and you know, when you look at the team sheet and the squad sheet of Hull, they've got quality throughout the squad. So Steve Bruce has done a great job there. I mean, they're a cliche, but there are absolutely no easy games at all in the Premier League, and we're expecting a very hard one this afternoon. But we're going to back the squad we've got and hopefully get a result for the fans that are coming along here this afternoon.